Despite the widespread economic devastation of the pandemic, the tragedy has created an unlikely opportunity for new investments into housing options for those experiencing homelessness in the Fresno area. That's thanks to millions in state and federal aid. FM89's Sarith Hawk takes us to some of the locations.
The lobby of Fresno's Crossroads Village housing complex is busy this Friday afternoon.
Crossroads Village, this is Grace. How can I help you?
The facility used to be Smuggler's Inn, then Hotel Fresno on North Blackstone near Dakota. But just this year, it reopened, newly renovated as a permanent housing option for formerly homeless and low-income tenants. One of those tenants is Catherine Miranda. She stands outside the complex overlooking Blackstone Avenue. She just moved into Crossroads Village about a month ago. Before that, she was on the streets for 9 years. Her first night in her new room was so quiet, she says.
The first night I couldn't sleep because we were so used to the train. But I mean, it's wonderful.
Miranda found out about housing programs through the Poverello House and applied. She chose Crossroads Village, where tenants are required to pay a monthly subsidized rent and sign a 12-month lease.
Why should I go somewhere where I don't have to pay rent? That's just like being on the streets if you have somewhere over your head. You know what I mean?
Miranda believes taking on the financial responsibility is key to getting back on her feet. And she's able to stay here because with the pandemic came millions of dollars of extra funding for homeless housing and strict deadlines for development. Fresno County used its $15 million grant from California's Home Key Project to purchase and renovate the hotel into 165 permanent housing units.
Crossroads Village has been a unique opportunity to bring a large amount of units on very, very quickly.
That's Katie Wilbur. She's the executive director of RH Community Builders, the private developer that's renovated the facility and operates the program in partnership with Fresno County.
Main building.
Today, she gives a tour of the property.
We do have two community spaces in here.
She takes out her keys to open the door to a studio. It looks like a typical hotel room with two queen-sized beds.
They come with a microwave and a hot plate and a refrigerator, and it's their home.
Wilbur says the ability to renovate an existing space was the fastest solution to offer housing to a growing population of people experiencing homelessness. Newly released figures from the U.S. Census Bureau shows the rental vacancy rate in Fresno dropped from 6.9% in 2019 to less than 1% in 2020, as available housing disappeared during the pandemic. To combat this lack of housing, the city is working with the Fresno Housing Authority on an even larger scale motel project. Councilmember Miguel Arias starts up his car and heads over to Parkway Drive in central Fresno, where a strip of motels stretches down the street right across from Highway 99.
So the city has acquired 6 motels in this drive and has renovated 5 of them. And they're fully occupied now.
Like Crossroads Village, the purchases and renovations for these motels were put on the fast track due to $34 million from the Home Key Project. The city allocated another $8 million in CARES Act money to fund motel operations for the next 5 years. The project is in a blighted area, says Arias.
So this is what is known as the Red Light District of the Central Valley.
Arias says he saw an opportunity to clean up the area by targeting motels engaging in illegal activities.
The level of human trafficking and drug trafficking was so blatant that they would do it in the open.
He says turning some of the most run-down motels into temporary housing for homeless individuals was a win-win. He points to a motel that's now been converted to temporary housing for those transitioning from drug treatment programs.
This was Parkside Inn, one of the worst facilities of human trafficking.
He says there are safety measures to protect residents. The perimeter is covered with a chain link fence.
As you can see, the facility is gated off.
Each renovated motel has 24-hour security, and most are gated to keep non-residents out. But because of the area, the project does have its critics.
We're dealing with people with drug addiction, people with mental health, people that are just down on their luck, and we're putting them all together in it. One of the highest crime areas in Fresno.
That's homeless advocate Des Martinez. She's making dinner this afternoon at one of the encampments she manages at the corner of Broadway and San Benito under the Highway 99 overpass.
Hold on 1 second. I think my beans are burning.
Martinez runs to check on the big pot of beans she's cooking to make sure they aren't burning.
Oh, no, they're not.
She lived on the streets for a year and a half and now runs her nonprofit, We Are Not Invisible, providing support services for the unhoused. She thinks the Highway 99 project is too dangerous. She says her friends who have been placed in the motels don't feel safe.
It wasn't cleaned up. We just scooped up a whole bunch of people and just threw them in a pit of wolves.
Martinez was especially concerned about the location of the women and children shelter.
We have a family motel on the same block with drugs, sex trafficking, all that stuff. We could have had the family motel, the family shelter, way away from there, not on Parkway.
These motels are what city officials call transitional housing that will ultimately be renovated into permanent housing. For now, because of the lack of housing in Fresno, there's no limit on the amount of time people can stay for free at these motels. But Martinez isn't critical of all the housing projects. She says she really likes Crossroads Village.
So it's great because the property is beautiful. The building, it looks beautiful. You are a product of your environment.
Back on Blackstone Avenue, Catherine Miranda agrees. She plans on staying at Crossroads Village for a long time, and now she's looking for work. Her Crossroads Village caseworker recently helped her apply for a job at the Poverello House.
Yeah. Until I feel that I'm fit enough or ready enough to go out there into the world, to have my own place, I'll be here.
And she won't be alone. The complex is approaching 80% capacity and should be filled up by the end of March. For Valley Public Radio News, I'm Sarith Hawk.